now we're actually at the start. At the trials, everyone will be in here warming up, and then we'll kind of paddle over to the start there. You can see the electronic eye. We've paddled on the whitewater, and I've been here since the summer, but no one knew exactly where the gates were going to be, which adds an extra element to our sport that I think is pretty interesting, but it's also very, very challenging. There's an element where you need to be a problem solver. At the top end, a huge part of our sport is being reactive too, and really being there for when it counts.
How do you think this sport suits your personality?
So I grew up as a ski racer in Vancouver, and so kind of the adrenaline seeker was always part of it. And people always ask that. They're like, they think this is totally radical. And while the whitewater, especially the competition channel, is challenging whitewater, we spend so much time out here practicing. I don't get the adrenaline rush from it anymore.
How many Canadians are you competing against to get a spot on the Olympic team? And basically the Olympic kayaking team for countries is one person, right?
All countries can only send one boat in each category. There are probably three or four guys from Canada who have good shots to go. Probably my strongest competitor is going to be David Ford. He's a real veteran of the sport. He's been going to the game since 92. He's definitely got the experience on his side, but I really feel like I have that home court advantage.
So what's the relationship between the two of you? How is it?
In years past, it was a little tenuous. We probably more me from him, but and it's always hard too, because it's such a small community. You're hanging out with like the people that you're competing with the most, and so to claim that it was all like rainbows and sunshine is maybe a little much. But I think we both have a healthy respect for one another, and the reality is that we both need each other to do what we're doing out there.
So as a kayaker in Charlotte, what's life like?
A lot of my day gets spent right out here at the Whitewater Center. Eat, sleep, and paddle, to be honest. I don't do that much else. I watch the Daily Show. Aside from that, not a lot, really. There are a lot of studies done by like the USOC that say it takes 10,000 hours or 10 years of training to be an Olympian. And so while you can fit some, like I fit some of that in like when I was in high school and that kind of stuff, but it's a similar undertaking to a PhD.
So what happens once you find out on Sunday whether you're going on to the Olympics? What do you do?
What do you do then?
And what do you do if you find out you don't?
Actually, funny enough, it's my next 3 or 4 days will likely be the same. I think I'm going to go to the beach with my dog and go surfing for like 2 or 3 days. So regardless of the outcome, I'm going surfing. A more longer term view is, regardless of the outcome, I'm unfortunately going back to school this September. For at least the past 4 years, I've been a full-time athlete and at times a part-time student. I'm still going to paddle next year, but paddling is going to inevitably take the number two spot.